Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. I want to welcome all of our visitors before I get into my message. And had the opportunity to meet some of our visitors during the time of fellowship. So good to have each of you. I do want to make mention of one visitor that I have in the person of LaDon Holly. Now, y'all know Don Burnell Holly. He's preached here on many occasions, but this is his son, and I've adopted him as one of my sons. You know, sometimes you expect the older to encourage the younger, but he has become a person in my life that he's younger, but each time that he comes in my presence, he encourages me tremendously. And so he's here visiting with us. And I want you to see my other son by way of Don Burnell Holly. Amen. And I want you young ladies to know he's single too. Amen. 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 All right. All right. All right. But good. We'll recognize all of you who are visiting with us later in our service. Matthew chapter 2. Verses 1 through 8, the Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." I want to use the subject briefly. Are you or are we as wise as they? A subtopic, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. When you read the Gospel of Matthew, it's clear. Matthew is writing to Jews, and it is his desire to prove to the Jewish nation through his gospel that Jesus Christ is truly the king that had been promised through the seed of David. And not only the seed of David, but the seed of Abraham. This whole gospel highlights Jesus Christ as being king. And one other thing that you have to see is that as he proves that Jesus is the king, it is his desire to go and use the Old Testament scriptures to show that Jesus Christ and all that is happening in his life is to fulfill the scriptures. Some 93 times he will make use of Old Testament passages, and then he will make statements such as, "All this was done that the scripture might be fulfilled." In this particular lesson, what I want to do is so much in this passage, but I am strictly focusing my attention on the wise men. There is something about these wise men that caught my attention this week, and I said I want to share with this audience that which impressed me concerning these wise men, hoping that all of us will be as they, and that is, notice who Jesus is and be willing to worship him. The first act of worship in the New Testament is with these men who had come from the East in order to worship Jesus Christ. So when you listen to me, I want to share with you from these wise men, I want to share with you their awareness, how aware they were of something as great as the birth of Jesus taking place in Judea. Then I want to highlight their effort, the effort that they put forth in order to worship Jesus. And not only do I want to highlight to you their effort, but I want to highlight the gifts that they brought in worship to Jesus Christ. When you look at their awareness, it seems to me that it's obvious that these wise men, some call them magi, some call them astrologers, counselors, magicians, whatever you call them, they had an awareness that there was something great happening in the world that had never happened before. And you ask yourself this question, how is it that they were able to know that there was a king being born in Judea that would have such a significance that they felt compelled to go and worship him? The highlight of these kings or these men that they are called kings is that they came to worship him. And so look, ladies and gentlemen, at this prophecy. And I believe that these men were aware, coming from the East. Some say that perhaps Persia, some speak in terms of their association with the old Babylonian Empire and their connection with Daniel, the tradition of Daniel having been passed down. And these men were able to know Old Testament scripture concerning the Jewish nation. But the one that I think probably had the most significant impact in their life was Daniel 2:44. And this is what it says. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces, consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, and the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. These men had seen this great prophecy that God allowed to be revealed in a dream to Nebuchadnezzar, how that kingdoms had come and gone. And then finally, in the days of the Roman kingdoms, there was going to be a kingdom and a king that would come. I just believe that these men were aware that the time was right. Then when you consider these men having knowledge of the scripture, now they're Gentiles, but they had knowledge of the scripture. These men are from Persia or from Mesopotamia, but yet these men, knowing the scripture, the timing, their awareness was astonishing, that then suddenly they saw a star. This star that they saw, many want to call it a comet. Some want to say that planets suddenly came together. But I'm telling you that if God can make a cloud go before Israel, and then a pillar of fire, God can put a star that suddenly appears in the heavens. Now, you got to be aware, though, and notice these men were aware of the fact there's a star that we have never seen before. For they say that we have seen a star in the east, and we have come to worship him. I'm glad to know that these men were aware of Scripture. I'm glad that they're aware of civilizations beyond just their own homeland. Sometimes you have to get outside of just your surroundings and become global in your thinking, seeing how that the world is much broader than your little world in which you live. You'll then be able to see a star that you've never seen before. You'll be able to recognize that there's something great happening in the world which is around you. It's so wonderful that these men recognize that Jesus Christ was King. The second thing that I want to highlight to you, and I want you to see that these men not only recognized that there was and had awareness that there was a king being born. Now, there are other scriptures that I could give you. Read 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 15, Numbers 24, 16, 17, where it is prophesied that a star will come out of Jacob and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. So these men, being aware of the scripture, they thought it was needful that they would come and worship him. Moving to point number two, I like their effort. Notice now, when they saw the star in the east, immediately they began to make preparations for the journey. I don't know about you, but I just know that these men had to be family men. I know they had to have wives, probably had children, relatives, and whatever was going on, these men made preparation to travel from their home all the way to Judea. Some scholars say that it was at least 200 miles for them to travel. It would take them 4 months just to get there. Now, these men had to walk or ride an animal in order to get where they were going. I just wonder, what did they tell their wives when they got ready to go and make this journey? They said, honey, now they were wise men, so that meant that they had to tell their wives, otherwise they wouldn't be wise men just to leave home. Now, they told their wives, I'm sure they said to their wives, we saw a star that we have never seen before, and we understand that there's a king that is going to be born. There's going to be a kingdom that will never be destroyed, a kingdom that will be greater than the Babylonian, greater than the Grecian, greater than the Persian kingdom, and all of the kingdoms that have ever come. And we are on our way to worship. Watch this. Worship this king. Worship simply means to make obeisance. Worship just simply means to bow down to the ground to him. You mean you're going to travel 200 miles just to go and make obeisance and to kneel down and worship someone? Whoever this king is must be a mighty, mighty important individual for you to make that journey, to go all that distance just to pay homage to him, just to make obeisance to him. I don't know anybody else in the world that is worthy of that type of worship, that type of effort to make a journey, that long of a journey, just to say thank you and to acknowledge your greatness and to acknowledge your importance. But these wise men did that. And I'm sure that these men had to leave jobs. I'm sure that they had to put aside other important circumstances in their lives just to go, because that star that they had seen had led them to this man called Jesus. Well, when you consider the fact that these men make the journey, here's something else that you have to see concerning their effort. When they got to Jerusalem, they began to ask the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Now, when they went to Judea, they went to Jerusalem, and the construction of the sentence in the Greek simply means that they just kept on asking. Everywhere they would go, marketplace, temple, wherever they would see Jews, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Somebody ought to know that something great has happened in Jerusalem. Somebody ought to know something great has happened in Judea. just tell me, tell us where is he that is born King of the Jews? Well, they had been among the people so much, the word finally got to Herod, who was king of Judea. And the difference between him and Jesus is that he was appointed king, Jesus was born king. And so Herod, being a half-Jew, was, I don't have time to talk about Herod a lot, but I'm telling you that Herod was an unscrupulous individual. He was a great builder, great administrator, and did wonderful things for Judea. But I'm telling you, he had a streak of jealousy and envy that allowed him that he would have no rival among him. So when he heard that there is a king that is being born, a born king of the Jews, he said, well, you wise men, come and tell me. Well, he called his wise men, and they asked him, where is this king to be born? And so they went to the scripture, and the scripture led them to the scripture that told them in Micah chapter 5 and verse number 2, it told them concerning Jesus would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And so when he got word that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea, then he called these wise men. And notice, he's sneaky. He didn't have a public, meeting with them, but he called them privately and asked them, when did you see the star appear? And so they told him when they saw the star appear. And he said, now I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to search out Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem and search it out diligently. And when you find him, then you come back and tell me. Now, you come back and tell me that I may go and worship him. Lying, lying, but he said that I want to worship him as well. Well, here's the beautiful thing about that. The Bible says, and I want you to just look with me, beginning at verse number 9. This is wonderful because the Bible says, when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. This star, I don't believe that this star, and they saw the star and they knew that a great person was being born. And they knew, based on scripture, that it would be in Judea. They made the journey to Judea. But I don't believe that the star led them from Persia and they just followed the star until it got to Judea. No, when they got to Judea, and after Herod told them to go and search Bethlehem, that same star that they saw in Persia is a star, that same star that appeared again. And when they left out from talking to Herod, that star appeared again. And they followed the star to Bethlehem, and it led them directly to the house. They didn't have to search out Bethlehem. The star led them directly to the house, and they entered into the house. And that's the beauty of following God, wanting to see Jesus. The Lord will make a way, and the Lord will lead you always to Jesus in a way that you don't have to do a whole lot and make a lot of effort. God will see to it that you find this man called Jesus. And so I like the effort. I like the effort. Without telephone, without media, without Instagram, with all of those things, they were able to communicate and make it to Jesus Christ. Well, my last point is this, and that is, I like their gifts. They brought gifts to Jesus. What did they bring to him? In their worship, they brought gold, they brought frankincense, and they brought myrrh. Gold is given to kings. Frankincense is for priests. And myrrh is for the anointing of or the embalming of bodies. So these gifts are for kings, for priests, and for one who is being buried. So they represent Jesus as king. represent him as priest, represent the fact that he has come, that he might sacrificially give his life on Calvary. So in these gifts, I like the gifts. I like the effort. I like the awareness. The gifts tell us something because they're very expensive gifts. These wise men knew who Jesus was. In conclusion, I'm asking us, as we go through as we end 2019 and prepare for 2020, let's get to know Jesus personally. Let's seek him out as the wise men sought him out. Let's become aware of his importance and how important Jesus himself is to us. Jesus Christ came and allowed himself to be born of a virgin, allowed himself to be reared in the home of Mary and Joseph, and then go into a ministry, and then give his life sacrificially. I just believe that a Jesus and a Savior like this, we all need to get to know who he is. Let's seek him out. Seek him out in Scripture. Seek him out in life. Seek him out in worship. When we worship him, let's bring our very best to Jesus Christ. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 4. And let's see what the Bible says concerning Jesus Christ. The Bible says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. And the prince, here he is, he's the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Then in verse number 8, he said, I am Alpha, I'm Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. That's why we ought to seek him out. He's worthy of a 200-mile journey walking and riding perhaps by animal. He's worthy of all the praise and the adoration. He's worthy for us to be able to come to him. And that's why the song says, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and let's crown him Lord of Lords. That's why the song is right. My hope is built on nothing less and Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. He's worthy of our praise. Let's get to know him in 2020. Learn of him. Be like the wise man. Be as wise as they. Seek him. Put forth an effort. And then let's worship him the way that God would have us worship him. That's my lesson for this morning. I pray that someone will be wise enough to put Christ in their life, that you want him. You come by hearing the gospel, believing it with all of your heart, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. When you come up out of the watery grave, you will be a brand new creature. All your sins will then be washed away. He'll cancel out your past, and he will give you a whole new beginning. Don't you want a beginning? That's what he's all about. That's why he came. That's why he was allowed to come as an infant and then to grow, that he might bear your sins, your life, in his life, and then give it sacrificially on Calvary for you. Is he not willing? Let's learn of him. Let's do. Let's be as wise as they. Why don't you come right now while together we stand and sing? Will you come?
There's a fountain free, tis for you and me. Oh, let us hasten.